My name is Adrian Westney Jr., and I'm happy that you've joined us here. This is the More Abundant Life radio broadcast. This program features inspiring messages and presentations by Pastor Wintley Phipps. I hope that you will stay tuned today because, as usual, we have a great program planned for you. We've got good music, and we have an inspirational message which Pastor Phipps has prepared today. In fact, this message is on the subject of heaven. Who would not want to hear about, talk about, and dream about heaven? Stay tuned. Pastor Phipps is going to present this very, very interesting and inspirational message on heaven. Just now, though, before we get into the message, we want to share some music with you. Here is the title song from the CD release, The Sun Will Shine Again, written by Wintley Phipps.
Light up the sky of days when life for me meant holding on, hoping that I would be strong, always needing more to see that somehow I would surely find my way. By faith I'd see a brighter day.
You are listening to the More Abundant Life radio broadcast. We just heard The Sun Will Shine Again. That's Wintley Phipps in a duet with Patti LaBelle. We have some more music for you this morning. This song is entitled Walk About Zion, a spiritual by Wintley Phipps.
Walk about Zion, walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. When I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout. I'm gonna walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. Walk about Zion, walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. When I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout. I'm gonna walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. My God said he'd take me higher. Walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. He saved me from the wind and fire. Walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. Walk about Zion, walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. When I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout. I'm gonna walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. Jordan River is chilly and cold. Walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. Chills my body, but not my soul. Walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. Walk about Zion, walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. When I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout. I'm gonna walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. Walk about Zion, walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. When I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout. I'm gonna walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. Walk about Zion, walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. When I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout. I'm gonna walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. Walk about Zion, walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. When I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout. I'm gonna walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. I'm gonna walk about Zion in the morning.
That's Walk About Zion from the Favorite Spirituals CD released by Wintley Phipps. You are listening to the More Abundant Life radio broadcast, and our message is about to begin. This message on the subject of heaven was presented by Pastor Phipps to the Seabrook Church. The message is already in progress, so let's join Pastor Phipps and the Seabrook Church family now as we go right to the sanctuary.
My message this morning is entitled, I Woke Up This Morning With Heaven On My Mind. I woke up this morning with heaven on my mind. One of my favorite Bible stories is about Hadad the Edomite. You see, one of the many territories that stood in David's path on his march to military victory was a stubborn kingdom by the name of Edom. The people of Edom refused to concede any of their land, vowed that the only way David would get their land would be he would have to conquer it. David's army fought a hard fight. They annihilated the entire army of Edom. The destruction of Edom was so complete, there remained, if you read the scriptures, not one adult male to even bury their dead. According to the scriptures, the ruler in Edom was now a young boy, 8 years old. There wasn't anybody else to turn to but this 8-year-old boy to be the king in Edom. According to the scriptures, his name was Hadad. Hadad himself might have been killed and probably would have been killed, but he was taken and rescued by a few of the royal officials who had served his father. They spirited him away off to Egypt for safekeeping. When he arrived there, he was treated royally, taken care of. He grew as a young man in stature. Everyone in Egypt was impressed with Hadad. Pharaoh even adopted him and gave him a bride, one of his own sisters. And so with the passing of the days, though Hadad, the young king, settled into a life of power and privilege, most mornings he would wake up with home on his mind. Though he had settled into a life of possession and ease, most mornings he would wake up with home on his mind. Though he enjoyed a life of glory and privilege and authority, most mornings he would wake up with home on his mind. And one day the word reached Hadad that God was displeased with Solomon. He saw that as an opportunity to return to his land. Because you see, Hadad never lost his longing for home. He never lost his longing for his native land. The more he longed for home, the land around him in Egypt had less of a pull on his heart. Faded memories began to stir in his heart. Memories of his early years, like embers that had grown cold. And so one morning, Hadad approached Pharaoh and said, "Let me depart that I may go home to my own country. Pharaoh, I love it here, but I must go home." Pharaoh was stunned by Hadad's request. He said, "Aren't you happy here? I've given you my sister as your wife. Everything you've ever needed. Have I disappointed you in any way? Do you need money? What is it?" Hadad said to Pharaoh, "There is nothing I have needed that you have not provided, but I've got home on my mind." I don't know about you, brothers and sisters. This is one of my favorite Bible stories because the closer I get to Jesus, the more I long for my heavenly home. I wake up with heaven on my mind. I don't know about you. You turn on the television and you long for heaven.
Well, that's right.
The trash that masquerades as entertainment. You listen to the news. It is depressing. It makes me long for heaven, for my heavenly home. Sometimes I feel like a pilgrim in this land. I don't know about you, but I know this world, as wonderful as it is not our home. Every day, like all of you, I wake up to reminders that we are not home yet. I have a friend by the name of Billy Graham. And when he was asked, I had the privilege of traveling with him to Russia, his first crusade in Moscow. 50,000 people inside, 30,000 standing on the outside in the cold of winter to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ preached. When he was asked to describe heaven, listen to what my friend Billy Graham said. He said, "First, heaven to me is home." Amen. He said, "The Bible takes the word home with all of its tender associations, with all of its sacred memories, and tells us that heaven is home." Yeah. Second, heaven, he said, is a home which is permanent. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. He said, "We have the promise of a home where Christ's followers will remain forever." Thirdly, he said, "Heaven is a home which is beautiful beyond every imagination." Amen. Amen. He said, "Heaven couldn't help but be so because God is a God of beauty." Yes. Then he said, "Heaven will be a home which is happy. Thank you, Jesus." Yes. "Because there will be nothing there to make it sad." Yes, sir. "In heaven, families will be reunited. Friends will be reunited. God's house will be a happy home where Christ will be there. He will be the center of heaven. To him all hearts will turn. Upon him all eyes will rest. Truly, home is where the heart is." I shall never forget, in 1986, President of Nigeria allowed us to get his presidential plane for 3 weeks. And we flew from Lagos to Brazzaville in the Congo and on to Luanda, Angola, and to Maputo. And I got homesick.
All right.
And about 3 weeks into this trip, I was being treated royally. I remember we landed in Angola, and when we walked outside, everybody on the plane had their own Mercedes limo. You're not listening to me. But I called up Linda, and I gotta tell you, when I heard her voice, I was homesick. And I caught the first plane going home. I tried to catch a Lufthansa jet to Germany to get home. They said there were no more seats. I finally ended up getting on a Swiss airplane. They said it's gotta go to Saudi Arabia first. I said, no, I don't care where it has to go first. I'm going home. Brothers and sisters, I woke up this morning with heaven on my mind. And I'm not ashamed to tell you that even though sometimes I may feel like I'm being overwhelmed, it's all right, because when I think about my home, when I realize that heaven is my home, brothers and sisters, it changes everything. You may not always be able to rule the storm, but you can keep the storm from ruling you if you wake up with heaven on your mind. You're not always able to keep the tempest that swirls around you in control, but when you wake up with heaven on your mind, it makes all the difference in the world. Somebody said, though billows roll, he keeps my soul. I want to go to heaven. How about you? I came across this wonderful poem. It said, I purchased a town lot in heaven on the city not built with hand. I'm sending material daily to build in that happy land. I'd like a mansion on Main Street where streets are all paved with gold, with a clear view of the pearly gates, where Christ takes care of every soul. I want to send good material so you don't realize that you are building for eternity with the words that you speak, with your thoughts that you share, when you treat other people. You are building for eternity. I want to send good material that will stand the test of time so that I'll not be disappointed when I reach that home sublime. Prayer is for the foundation. Faith and love for the walls. Good deeds for the reinforcement that will stand when the Savior calls. I would like for you to be my neighbor in that city so divine. Maybe just across the street, or maybe with your home close to mine. Up there, there'll be no sorrow. Tears will never dim the eyes. There will be rest in peace forever in that happy home on high. So my friends, stop building your home beyond the sky, where we can all be together in that sweet by and by. One blacksmith had a sign over his shop. His shop was on the ground floor. I love this. And the sign over his shop said, residence above. That's how you ought to live. Amen. On the top of your life, on the top of your place of living, it ought to say, my residence is above. Amen. Some months ago, I went back to Trinidad, and I looked for the house where I was born, and it was gone. Amen. It was gone. And you know, you can't lose that childlike longing. And that's what I'm trying to do today. I want to reignite in your spirit a childlike longing for your heavenly home. Because see, there's nowhere else that will happen but here. You're not going to get it on TV.
That's right.
You're not going to get it in your community.
All right.
The preacher's responsibility is to try to make you homesick for heaven. I said the preacher's responsibility is to try to make you homesick for heaven. And you can't lose that childlike longing. It reminds me of that little girl who is running around the house, helping her mother happily, and she was dusting the furniture, and she said, "Mommy, will I be dusting God's chair when I get to heaven?" The way the hymn says, the one we sing in church, mother said, with surprise, "What hymn, honey? Which hymn are you talking? You know the one that says, we're marching to Zion and dust around the throne." Amen. You can't lose that childlike longing for heaven. Amen. Someone said, plenty good room in my Father's kingdom. We who live here, Jesus says to us, don't get comfortable here on earth. Don't get comfortable here on earth. Because he said, I've got a mansion prepared for you. There is a dwelling place that God calls your home. There is a dwelling place that God calls your home. I read this wonderful advertisement of heaven. And they called it an ad from the Bible. And it said, free, beautiful homes to be given away. Hallelujah. In a perfect city with 100% pure water. Free. No light bills. Perpetual lighting here. There will be no light there. For Jesus himself will be the light. Nothing undesirable. Everything new. Amen. Perfect health. Immunity from accidents. The best of society. You won't have any crude people. Amen. Beautiful music. And I love this one. Free transportation. Hallelujah. Secure your contract today for the New Jerusalem. And think about it. When you get there, Jesus, his presence will fill up all eternity. Jesus, you know who I'm talking about? Jesus, who is older than forever and younger than tomorrow, who holds eternity within his bosom. This same Jesus has made your presence in his house his ultimate concern. Wow. Jesus has so structured it that he will not be happy unless you're there. And I want to be there. How about you? Someone said, will you meet me at the fountain when I reach the glory land? Will you meet me at the fountain and clasp my friendly hand? Other friends will give you welcome. Other loving voices will cheer. There'll be music at the fountain. Will you meet me? Will you meet me there? I want you to know all of this was to make home accessible to you. Why did Jesus die? Why did he die? Why did he give his life on a cross? To make heaven accessible. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to go. How about you? I said, I want to go. How about you? And it's going to be awesome. Can I tell you, before we close, I want you to know, I read just the other day, this blew my mind. It's going to be something going home. It's going to be something. It's going to be something. Listen to what I read. One of the most inspiring, thrilling disclosures of astronomers, listen, is that there is a great big empty space north in the nebula of the constellation of Orion. Did you know that? Did you know that right now astronomers are amazed? They do not understand. There is a huge space in space. There is a huge hole in space. It is so large you can't describe it. Astronomers agree that there is this opening in Orion, which you know the servant of God talks about. Huh? Are you with me today? They say it is perhaps, and I can't even say this number, it's 16 with 12 zeros behind it. Miles. 16 with 12, it's not million, not billion. Not, any mathematicians here can tell me what 16 with 12 zeros behind it? Is there a name for that number? And the opening into this heavenly cavern is, if you try to look at it differently, the diameter of the earth, it is almost 100 times as wide as the diameter of the earth. I want you to know, it won't be long now. I said it won't be long now. And you better get ready. You better get ready. Somebody said there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And an old preacher was asked one day when he said that scripture, Pastor, it says there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth, but how about those of us who don't have teeth? And you know what the pastor said? Teeth will be provided. You better get ready. You better get ready. Jesus is coming and teeth will be provided. A little girl was asked, what is heaven going to be like? Heaven is where you will get everything you want. Listen, but if you want everything, you might not get there.
Mercy.
Heaven, heaven is where you'll get everything you want. But if you want everything, you might not get there. Are you ready for your heavenly home?
Well, that concludes our message for today, and that brings us to just about the end of our program for today. The message you heard today on heaven is message number 222 in our series, and if you would like to obtain an audio copy of this message, please call the Seabrook Church at 301-577-6342. The phone number again, 301-577-6342. Remember, please, to ask for program number 222, which will give you the title of today's message, I Woke Up This Morning and Heaven Was On My Mind. Here at The More Abundant Life, we are always appreciative of your prayers, your support, your comments, and your financial contributions. If you'd like to write to The More Abundant Life, please send your correspondence to P.O. Box 1078 in Columbia, Maryland, and the zip is 21045. Well, until next time, my name is Adrian Westney Jr. I want you to remember the words written in John chapter 10, verse 10, where Jesus said, I came that you might have life, and that that life might be the more abundant life.
Give what's in your heart.